Our second set of news items begin with two brothers meeting for the first time. Long-lost family presenters Davina McCall and Nikki Campbell helped to track down the older sibling of 44-year-old Mark Thorpe, who was given up for adoption as a baby. Mark, who lives in East Norfolk, was brought up by his mum, Diane, who died in 2023, aged 73. When she had her first child at 19 and single, her father gave her no option but to give up her son. Mark knew that his eldest brother had originally been called Kevin David Phillips and that he was born in Norwich. Long-lost family's specialist intermediary applied to access his change of name. They then located Mark's brother, now called Martin, 55, living in Gloucestershire. When the brothers meet, Mark apologises, saying, "I just think it was just such a bombshell for you. I was the one setting the bomb off." Martin replies, "Yeah, but it turned out to be full of glitter."
Here's an interesting story about spaghetti. Folk living on the edge of the city centre are baffled after cooked spaghetti appeared near a pedestrian crossing. The bizarre incidents have been happening near Gildencroft Park in NR3, with one woman saying the pasta, along with bread, has been dumped in the same spot every 2 weeks for the last few months. There's been a frenzy of social media speculation about the reason behind the mysterious pasta. One person commented, "I think someone misguidedly puts it there for wildlife. They've been doing it for years. Unfortunately, it just goes mouldy and is more of a risk to wildlife and cats and dogs that might eat it." The real reason behind the pasta incidents remains unknown.
A landmark has been reached in CPR training that could help save countless lives across the region. The East Anglian Air Ambulance, EAAA, has now trained 100,000 people in CPR since launching its community programme in 2018. The milestone was announced by the life-saving charity on Restart a Heart Day. A Lowestoft Park Run incident has been highlighted as a reminder of the importance of CPR training. Last August, a 46-year-old man collapsed after finishing the run. Off-duty nurse Lottie Smith performed chest compressions until a defibrillator arrived. The victim has since raised funds for EAAA, running the Manchester Marathon just 260 days after his cardiac arrest.
Work to build a new business park, expected to create 1,250 jobs, has reached a major milestone. Infrastructure works have been completed on phase one of the 100-acre Broadway Enterprise Park on the edge of Norwich near the airport. The business park will encompass the Norwich North Recycling Centre and host a mix of commercial and industrial premises, warehousing and drive-through restaurants. The project got off the ground thanks to a £1 million loan from Norfolk County Council. Up to 83,500 square metres of units will be built on the site fronting Broadland Northway at the junction of the A140 Cromer Road. Later phases will include the remainder of the development, as well as landscaping, footpaths, cycleways and bus stops.
A city food hall has been named the country's third best at a national awards ceremony. Yalm in the Royal Arcade has taken home the huge prize after placing in the top three at the 2025 British Street Food Awards. Operations manager for Yalm, Dan Searle, said, "There was a lot of competition, as there has been a huge increase in food halls around the UK in recent years. To be among some of the best in the country is amazing." The finalists were ranked after a nail-biting public vote, showing the strong support of the Norwich community for the venue. This was the first year that the British Street Food Awards launched the UK's Best Food Hall category, and Yarm was pipped to the top spot by Cambridge Street in Sheffield. Yarm hosts several street food vendors from its home at the top of the Royal Arcade.
An expert on Julian of Norwich has been installed as a lay canon at Norwich Cathedral. Dr. Claire Gilbert, alongside the Reverend Richard Lamy and the Reverend Martin Greenland, was welcomed during the evensong at the cathedral on Tuesday, October the 14th. Dr. Gilbert, a writer and authority on ethics and public life, said she was honoured and delighted when asked to become a lay canon of Norwich Cathedral. The Reverend Richard Lamy, Director of Mission and Ministry for the Diocese of Norwich, was installed as an honorary canon. The Reverend Martin Greenland, Rector of Acle and Bure to Yare benefice, was also made an honorary canon. The Bishop of Norwich praised the new canon's contribution to the diocese, noting Dr. Gilbert's expertise and connection to Julian of Norwich.